good morning. 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know one great thing about winter is?
You can keep stuff in your car and it stays nice and frosty.
How'd you know?
Because I'm so
You stole it right out of my mouth.
Today, cloudy. We got a chance for some snow. Another 1 to 2 inches is possible. High of 30. Tonight, more lake effect snow. Low of 18. Tomorrow, honestly, looks like a really nice day. Some lake effect snow. High of 32. That's perfect winter weather. And then it's going to stay kind of cold over the weekend. Not too bad on Sunday. And some more snow possible. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, according to a new survey, robots are gaining the trust of humans in the workplace.
Huh?
A new survey found that 64% of respondents said they would trust a robot more than their actual manager. What?
Whoa.
I don't know about that. See, we're too trusting right now.
I got a quick story. Yeah, you know Adam Savage, right?
Yeah.
Guy from Mythbusters.
Yeah.
He just bought one of those, what was it? Well, I can't remember what it's called. It's a little dog robot from Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
One with the four legs. So he gets
Most
it out
dogs
of the
have
box.
Four legs, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Well, he gets it out of the box, and he's playing with it. He takes it to a playground, and it's doing stuff. The whole time I'm watching this video, I'm like, but what does it do?
At this point, nothing.
What is it? I feel like one of the Bobs from Office Space. So what is it you actually do?
What's going to happen is
I mean,
eventually they'll be used for in a work, but like if you need to carry heavy loads up stuff,
yeah.
Things like that will be used for that military purposes. It'll probably be used to haul gear if you're on missions and things like that.
See, I think the military were like, no, they canceled it. You know why? It's too loud.
Yeah.
You can't really sneak around with these things.
No, I don't think they canceled it because eventually they're funding. I guarantee there's a lot of funding going on.
There's something going on that we don't know about.
Because eventually robot soldiers is what's going
to
happen.
I'm pretty sure that was their biggest problem because that was their demographic. That was their goal, to get it to the military. And the military was like, well, quiet the thing down. The thing's too loud.
Eventually, I think we're going to see some crazy applications for robotics in the Army.
But so far, like the Adam Savage video, it's like 25 minutes long. He takes it to a place. It climbs over rocks.
Yeah.
He has it sprint. He has it walk through like a tunnel. He has it do all these like physical. But the whole time I'm like, but what would I use?
What exactly?
What,
yeah,
what does
you
it do?
You could ride it. You could ride it.
Can
maybe.
You talk to it at all?
No. But see, again, eventually it'll have AI put in. You'll be able to say, hey, you give it a name. You probably give it some kind of name. And then you'd be like, hey, go over to the shed and grab the lawnmower and bring it over here. Uh-huh. Or go over to the shed, grab the lawnmower, and go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, man.
Did you see the new robot they just came out with for farmers and whatnot? It's basically like a four-wheeler. It looks just like a four-wheeler.
Oh, nice.
But it doesn't have a seat, doesn't have handlebars because it's not man-powered.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a big crate on top of what looks like a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
It's all remote-controlled, and it follows you. So if you're on the farm, you throw hay into it.
Yeah.
It follows you.
I like it. Yeah, there's going to be some industries that are going to benefit a lot from the robotics industry. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will. Farming's already kind of there. Mm-hmm. When you think about, they got GPS, like satellite coordinated farm equipment. You can literally go, all right, tractor, get out to the field, and it'll go
do
thousands of acres of corn, and you don't need to be in on it.
See, the robotics now are great for like specific tasks. Like you're buying it for this specific reason. They have yet to have the one where it's just like, hey, you buy it, it basically does everything.
Yeah, you can have sex with it.
God,
what?
You wrote it all the time.
It's going to happen,
talking
Hunter.
Serious about
it's going to happen. If you don't think the sex robot industry isn't going to be the biggest industry, you're dreaming, brother. There's already a company in China that has funerals for sex dolls. Now we're going to have robots that have AI. People are going to marry each other. They're going to marry robots because robots don't say no.
There's so many things robots can do.
You know what? My robot sex wife is never going to have a headache.
A robot can save lives. It can be save lives in emergency.
Yeah.
It can do help you with farming. It can help you around the house. It can be the first thing you think of.
Yeah. It can also give me vigorous.
I'm going to have sex.
Slow slabs. I'm going to have sex with that robot.
Your mom is listening.
Yeah.
He goes, it looks at me.
Yeah, what's your point? And mom, if you are listening, Christmas in maybe 10 years, I've been a good boy.
He's going to have a big present underneath the tree.
Is it a sex robot?
I'm going to screw that thing.
Kiki's just sitting there shaking her head like, I'm out of here.
He hasn't opened a present so fast since he was like 2.
All right, I'll see y'all later.
And he runs right upstairs.
All right, in the worst transition possible, there is some sad news coming out of Hollywood. Legendary actor Kirk Douglas has passed away. He died yesterday at the age of 103. I didn't know he was 103 years old. Man, oh, man. His son, Michael Douglas, told People magazine, "It is with tremendous sadness that my brothers and I announced that Kirk Douglas left us today at the age of 103. To the world, he was a legend, an actor from the golden age of movies who lived well into his golden years, a humanitarian whose commitment to justice and the causes he believed in set standards for all of us to aspire to. He was born December 9th, 1916 in Amsterdam, New York. Obviously, he's had a lot of huge roles. One of the most notable ones among those.
Crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. Yeah, so classic, obviously, everyone has probably said that, at least every boy at some point in their life has said that. So our thoughts and prayers to the Douglas family. Again, 103, you can't be too upset about that life lived right there. So I hope I can make it to half of that. I'll be doing all right. So, all right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.
He had it. 7:24, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, man?
Let's see. Today we got a chance for some snow, 1 to 2 inches coming, high of 30 tonight. More snow and a low of 18. Snow everywhere. We're all dead.
Don't you get it?
Get to the basement. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. You know, enjoy Bud Light anytime, whether it's snowing or it's sunny or it's hot or it's cold. Doesn't matter.
Boom, there you go. Bud Light Seltzer. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
You got one over there for me?
You got one over there for me?
Yeah, I do. NHL last night, you got the Bruins and the Blackhawks. The Bruins won 2-1 in overtime. Boom. Hey, I'm not going to do the whole thing in Madden, but I just wanted to start it off that because we don't have NFL anymore. Not that John Madden is.
I know. Thanks for making me sad now, not having football.
Bring you back to 1990. When did Madden leave? 2002?
I don't know. You're a sports guy. You should know.
I know. Tonight, Red Wings going to be in Buffalo playing the Sabres. 7. NBA, last night, the Pistons beating the Suns 116-108. The Raptors beating up the Pacers 119-118. Really, they didn't really beat them up at all. Just barely squeaked it by there. Tonight, New Orleans, the Pelicans going to be in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8 o'clock. So if you're a big fan of Zion Williamson, if you want to see somebody flip dunk like NBA Jam TE edition for Super Nintendo.
The ball is on fire. It's insane.
Seriously.
It's insane.
Dude, the highlights of this guy. I mean, whoever puts together this guy's highlight reels is going to be
exhausted.
Tired. He's got carpal tunnel from using the mouse so much.
Ah!
How many clips?
This is insane.
You had 100 highlights last night? I got to get home to the wife.
There's no way.
Damn it. You better be paying me overtime. Seriously, though, it's a fun guy to watch. Just a massive human being at 19 years old. And, man, stay healthy. Stay healthy. Please, would you? Because it's fun watching people like you, man. Don't roll that ankle. You know?
Now he's going to. Way to go. You just ruined his career.
He already rolled it, moron.
I know. And you just made it worse.
He's better now. And it ain't because of me. Moving on. NCAA Men's College Basketball. Last night, Notre Dame beating Pittsburgh 80-72. Have you ever been to a college basketball game?
Yeah, I've been.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
You went to a hockey game. That was fun for you.
I don't really remember it. I was pretty drunk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You thought there were only two periods.
I thought there was only two periods. I'm like, let's go. Hockey is over. I want to go home and eat.
Third period comes. Brock's like, man, it's going into overtime, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. What, do they got, like a shootout or something? Yeah, sure, we can go sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not a big basketball guy, are you?
It's because I'm not good at it, so I don't like
it. You know what? Hey, how about this? What's backcourt?
Backcourt?
Yeah.
It's the court on the back side of the court.
It's a backcourt violation.
A backcourt violation is when you get on the backcourt and you violate something. I'm nailing this, buddy. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
All righty, here we go. Time for Useless Trivia brought to you by Nola Rue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe, right off of Niles Avenue. It's fantastic.
Oh, so good.
Love that place. They really are gearing up for Mardi Gras. I'm actually going to be out there on Saturday having a little fun.
Nice.
I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later on. But really, just get out there if you're looking for lunch, maybe dinner. You need something catered. They got you covered.
Not that I wouldn't want to have Nola Rue every single night, but why is it that when it snows, I specifically seek it out?
Because it's warm comfort food, man. You walk in there, you feel like you're in New Orleans and you're just enjoying it and being warm.
Well, it kind of has that kind of small cafe feel to it a little bit. You know, you kind of get in there and...
Oh, you smell it?
Yeah, you're kind of warming your hands up. You're like, yeah, give me a... I'm going to start.
Yeah.
With the bowl of gumbo.
Yeah, you can work your way down the menu.
I'm going to warm these hands up around that bowl, then I'm going to get myself a po' boy and maybe something else.
You got to figure it out, man.
Yeah.
You can do exactly that because I got a gift certificate to Nola Rue. You just got to get this question right. Big happy birthday to the singer We're Never Going to Give Up, Rick Astley. He's 54 today. Don't say anything. Don't ruin it because you might say something stupid and ruin my question. Yeah, well, it's never going to give you up. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around desert you. One of the two. Shut up. Shut up. I know you're going to say something stupid. Rick Astley, Astley's Never Going to Give You Up is used in a popular internet prank. What's that prank called? I think that's probably what you're going to
exactly
say.
Exactly.
So shut up. Shut up for 2 seconds. Rick Astley's Never Going to Give You Up is used in a popular internet prank. What's that prank called? A, Dis Astley. B, Rick Rolling. Or C, Rickshaw Racing. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Rick Astley's Never Going to Give You Up is used in a popular internet prank. What is that prank called? Hunter almost gave it up, but he didn't because I stopped him. A, Dis Astley. B, Rick Rolling. Or C, Rickshaw Racing. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.
Never gonna give you up.
Rock. Good morning. All right, your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Rick Astley. He is 54 today. Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up is used in a popular internet prank. What is that prank called? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
B, Rick Rolling.
B, Rick Rolling. That is correct. All right.
Never gonna give you up.
Hunter doesn't know the words. Hey, you got it right. What's your name, man?
Jay Haney.
Jay, where are you calling from this morning, Jay?
Currently on the road to Bremen, Indiana.
On the road again. Well, hey, drive safe, buddy. You're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
Never gonna let you
Rock 107.
All right, next chance swing coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news.
Rock 107 W.
All right, there we go. Good morning.
Don't blame it.
I'm going to blame it on
the system.
I'm going to blame it on the system.
For God's sake.
I went to hit one button, and I hit a different button. Sorry, Billy Squire. Screw it.
So what do you mean? You're not in here spinning records?
Yeah, there's not real records in there. No. So we have this option where I can change to another element, and it's right by the next button. Mm-hmm. If you hit the next button, it jumps to the next thing without any kind of warning.
You know, I was really into that
Dude,
song.
It's
I was really feeling
I know,
that
I
song.
Feel, I feel bad. I just cut off Billy Squire. Nobody cuts off Billy Squire.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Anyway.
Nobody makes Billy bleed his own blood.
So should we just do, should we just get it started now, I guess?
I guess. Right.
Here we go. Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria M139 in Benton Harbor. Go check them out. They got some great new menu items like the Big Joe. Check out some new pizzas that they have like the bacon, lettuce and tomato pizza, the chicken barbecue ranch, the barbecue chicken. Dude, they got it all.
You know what they're not doing?
What?
Giving you half slices.
You son of a bitch.
Like you're giving half songs.
That was like 3/4 of a song. You shut your mouth. Go see him, Joey C's Pizzeria, M139. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
925-WIRX. You can comment on Facebook. What phrases are you really sick of hearing? What phrases are you really sick of hearing? I got one.
Yeah.
That's sorry, not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. It's like, okay.
Isn't that Reese's Pieces now?
Oh, they do say that. You know what? And knock it off. Because you know what it makes it sound? It's kind of like
you're kind of an ass.
You're a dick. I'm like, sorry, not sorry.
It's like it was their Halloween commercial for a while. It was like
you're right. And now they got it for the Reese's Pieces, don't they?
Yeah, they like to like don't give anybody any sorry, not sorry.
I don't. I'm like that's
kind of a. Kind of a dick thing
to say. And people think it's okay to tag like something ridiculous with that. Like, you know, I like to leave my shopping carts just wherever. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a dick.
You're a piece of trash.
So yeah, I'm sick of hearing that phrase. We need to wipe it from our vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, not sorry. You're a dick. We got some comments on Facebook. Tracy hates the phrase. Are we having fun yet?
Uh-oh.
We're having fun.
No, actually.
Usually people ask that when they can tell people aren't having a good time.
It's usually breaking the silence, too.
Yeah, we
having fun yet?
No.
Yeah. Quit trying to force us to have fun.
Yeah.
I didn't want a beer in the first place. Karen?
Not having a good time.
You having fun, though?
I'm not having a good time at your toddler's birthday party. Mark Ives said the phrase he hates hearing is free shipping. There's no such thing. Somebody pays.
Somebody pays for it.
To be honest, when you think about it, like your Amazon Prime, is it really free shipping? You're paying the Prime fee. It says it.
I always like the, if you go over to eBay, you'll see it a lot.
Yeah.
It's $12.99, but $32.99 for shipping. It's like, I know what you're doing.
I know exactly what you're doing. Just have the regular price.
You know, for the longest time, I thought all of that shipping went towards shipping.
Yeah.
No, people are separating it and keeping half the shipping.
Yeah.
Because I never really shipped anything through, like, eBay or anything.
Yep.
My dad used to do it a lot. But then I realized, I'm like, why is the shipping, like, twice as much as the actual item? I'm like, oh, yeah, they're pocketing half.
Seriously, there's a lot of things I won't get if shipping is too much. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Forget you. But if you up the regular price and just keep shipping low, big, I can justify that.
Mm-hmm.
I can justify that. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What phrases or phrase are you really sick of hearing? Hey, we having fun yet, guys?
We're doing it?
More with your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day, and I swear I won't cut any songs off. Good morning. 747, Brock Hunter. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What phrase or phrases are you really sick of hearing? Hunter, what's yours so you don't forget it?
Why is this so hard for me to remember? I told you twice.
I'm not even going to tell you.
Let me think of it. Go ahead. I'll think of it.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
No. Read some answers.
I'll read some answers while you struggle. Jamie had a good one. It is what it is. It is what it is.
My mom says that all the time. It is what it is.
I am what I am.
Is it, though? Is it what it is?
I don't mind that one. It is what it is. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, we've accepted it.
Is it, though? It's kind of like, you know, I don't really want to deal with it or think about it. I'll just think about it later.
It is what it is. It is what it is. I can't think of a solid answer right now. Yeah. It is what it is. phrases that you're sick of hearing. Whitley said your mom, and then he said, just kidding, that never gets old. That's true. Let's see. Jeff hates the phrase, everything has been crazy around here. I'll be honest, I'm guilty of that one. Like, when someone reaches out to me that I haven't talked to in a while, like, how you been? I'm like, things are good, just kind of crazy around here, you know? Everyone, I think, kind of uses that as a catch-all phrase, which it's kind of easier than typing everything that's been going on. Or it's better than saying, I got nothing really too crazy. People who say it's crazy around here really don't have anything crazy going on. You know what I mean?
I just thought of a new one.
Yeah? What do you got?
I just thought of a new one. And this one bothers me, and I want to put it on a shirt.
Yep.
Because it's the most ridiculous common answer you'll ever hear. Not much, man. Just been working. I'm like, all right, so this conversation's going nowhere. I'll see you later. It's good seeing you.
How you been? I've just been working.
Not much, man. Seriously, on a shirt. Not much, man, in the front, on the back. Just been working.
That is, it's
everybody says it.
It is such
a lazy way to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just working, man. All right.
It's a way to, like, not talk about yourself, but I don't know, give an answer.
It's an easy answer to get out of the conversation.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, you won't hear much from me after that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Not much, man. So you're basically saying you don't want to talk to me. All right. Cool.
See later, dickhead.
All right. Everybody's been working, bro.
We
got
all
anything
are.
Else? You have any hobbies?
No. Just been working.
Been fishing, maybe?
No. Just been working.
Nah, not much. 24 hours a day, huh? Yeah. Nothing else.
Hey, just been working. 925 WIX, comment on Facebook. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing? Let's take a quick phone call before we take a break here and see what phrases you hate. WIRX, hello.
What's up, Plan B?
Hey, go ahead.
I hate that little phrase when I check my lotto tickets and it says, sorry, not a winner. All what? The damn time.
One of these days, Glenn, you're going to win a big, buddy.
Hey, Brock, I bet you're sick of the same phrase after 6 years. You done already?
You bastard. How dare you know that about me?
Later, guys. I just figured.
Hey, very funny, Glenn.
Called right. You out, bro.
We'll be back. Good morning, 757 Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit?
Here, Joey C's pizzeria topic of the day. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing?
Now, if you work at Joey C's or if you've worked at any business, mm-hmm. You know, Brock, customer is always right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love that phrase.
Why? It's not true.
Because I'm a customer.
And you're always right.
And I'm always right.
No, that's a bunch of crap. The customer is not always right. We need to get rid of that phrase. That is the most ridiculous. Dude, you know what? I used to work at Best Buy back in the day. Yeah. Customer is always right. It drive you nuts every single day. And on top of that, if somebody stole something and walked out the door, you can't say, touch, do nothing to them. You just got to let them go.
I wish I would have known that. They would have stole way more stuff.
Well, I mean, they're going to catch you know, down the road.
They're never going to catch me. No way. I'm too good.
Wasn't that sweet truck you got?
Juking some cops.
Customer is not always right, Brock.
I agree with you. The phrase, the customer is always right, is terrible.
And you know what? If you're a customer and you abide by that and you live for that,
yeah.
You're a piece of trash because you're not always right.
You suck, man. What about this one? Dawn said, I know, right?
I know.
I know, right?
I hate that phrase.
I know, right?
I hate that phrase.
I know, right? Arthur said, everything that rocks, everything in quotations. Hey, Arthur, shut the hell up. You're a customer and you're not always right.
Ooh, you're tugging on Brock's.
Oh, because we're not playing Corpse's Doom. Shut up.
If you want to piss Brock off, there you go. That's how you do
it. Dude, you got to play some Cannibal. Play some Cannibal Death Killer.
Two things that'll piss Brock off.
Shut up.
And I'm going to tell the listeners just so they piss you off out on location.
Please do. Please do, because I love it. I love it.
Do you guys play like the same 10 songs all the time?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yes, we do. We play the same 10 songs all day.
It'll drive them nuts.
Your head is so far up your ass. That's why you can't hear the other songs that we're playing. The few moments when you pop your head out of there, you're like, oh!
Anytime we're out on location and somebody says that, I kind of sink into my seat a little bit, and I just soak it up. Oh, here it comes. Here comes the devil out of Brock. I can feel the heat coming off of him.
Cody has an interesting one.
Yeah.
Cody, that's what she said. Is that a phrase? You know, I'm a little burnt out of it.
Yeah.
I am. I mean, it was so funny, but now it's just kind of like, I've switched over to title of your sex tape. That's a little bit better. It's a little bit better. Let's take a couple phone calls. What phrase or phrases are you sick of hearing? WIRX, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what phrase I really hate?
What?
It's my bad.
My bad.
Every time a kid says that, they say, my bad. I said, yes, you are.
My bad. My bad.
I love it, man. All right. Thanks for the call.
My bad.
Yep. See ya.
I actually cut that song off. My bad.